to Candy Christmas of Regeneration Nashville, and I'm so happy to have this time together with you today. If no one's told you they love you yet, I want to be the first. I love you, and I'm so glad you're here. For the last couple of days, I've been meditating on this passage of Scripture in Isaiah 53, and Isaiah paints a beautiful portrait with his words of the suffering of Jesus Christ. And actually, this passage of Scripture in Isaiah 53 is known as the suffering servant, the suffering servant. You know, Isaiah was such an extraordinary man because the Lord showed him so many things in the Spirit, and he saw the coming Messiah even hundreds of years before Jesus Christ walked on the planet, because in Isaiah 9:6, he says, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father." So Isaiah got in a place in the Spirit where he saw the very Messiah. He saw Emmanuel, God with us. He didn't just see a manger and, hey, you know, I see a bright star and I see, you know, a barn with animals and a baby in it. No, he saw God himself, because he said, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So he saw, he got a glimpse in the Spirit of God himself coming to earth as a baby, as a son, to redeem mankind. But then on over Isaiah, he's in the Spirit again, and he sees this baby. He sees God himself going to the cross and the things that he would suffer. What an extraordinary prophet Isaiah truly was. But I want to just meditate some today on this passage of Scripture in Isaiah 53, because we just came out of the Easter season. We just came out of Resurrection Sunday, and hopefully you were able to see the Easter pageant, the Easter drama that Regeneration Nashville put on. Our people worked so very, very hard to portray the passion of Christ, and what a beautiful job they did. My husband and I were so blessed to be able to sit on the front row and watch that, and we wept like little children, because they depicted the suffering of Christ and the suffering of those around him as they watched our Jesus, our beautiful, innocent Jesus, as he died as the Lamb of God. So Isaiah saw this in the Spirit, and he begins to talk about it. And if you get a chance, I'd like to encourage you to go back and maybe read Isaiah 53 afresh. And again, I know you've read it probably many times, but we're just going to pick up, if you will, in verse 4. And it says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs, and he carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And we read this passage of Scripture. Isaiah gave us 4 points that Jesus Christ did for us. And watch this. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. In one place in Isaiah said that Jesus Christ, that his visage was marred beyond any man. And literally, when you break it down, Isaiah is saying that Jesus Christ was wounded beyond human recognition. So it's easy to see the wounds of Christ. Watch this. It's hard to watch. If you saw The Passion of Christ, the movie that they put out several years ago, it rocked the world, because it showed the world the true suffering. You know, the crucifixes that we see, you know, people wear around their neck or maybe hang on their wall. It's not bloody. Actually, it's beautiful. You see this beautiful Jesus hanging on the cross, and he's so serene and has this beautiful look on his face. But the Passion of Christ, the movie, more depicted the suffering of Christ. And though it's easy to see his wounds, he was wounded for our transgressions, for our sins. It's hard to watch. And many times, you know, especially those of us who are lovers of Jesus, you and I, it's easy to see the wounds, but it's hard. It's difficult to watch. And so he says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace, the suffering of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And many times we look at the outward suffering of Jesus, but there was so much more that was going on in the spirit and that wasn't revealed to the naked eye. And you really have to look deeper to see more that was going on. And I'll just say this. You and I could sit and talk every week on this very passage, mining out the treasures and the gems of this deep and rich passage of scripture, and we wouldn't get to the depths of the subject. But I just want to show you, I guess, what the Lord is speaking to me today about it. After our Easter pageant, the family came over, my children, my grandchildren, and we had a wonderful time of fellowship, as probably you did too. And my first cousin has a little grandson, and they came over for Sunday lunch too. And in the car headed to my house, this little boy, he said, he was speaking to my cousin, and he said, "Mimi, why does it have to be so bloody? I enjoyed the pageant, I enjoyed the singing and the acting, but why does it have to be so bloody?" And she said, "Because people don't understand the sacrifice that Jesus Christ truly made for our sins." But see, it wasn't just for our sins. It was for every layer of humanity, all the way down into the core of our being. Jesus Christ made a sacrifice. And so the word bruise, I just want to take a little extract out of this passage. He was bruised for our iniquity. And so I just looked up a simple definition of bruised. I think actually this is the Webster. You and I both know what the word bruised is, but I'll just tell you what Webster says, that it's a contusion. A bruise is a contusion, and it's a common skin injury caused by blunt trauma that breaks the blood vessels under the skin, the capillaries, causing blood to leak and to flow and to pool under the skin without breaking the surface. So I guess what I'm saying is, when the surface is broken and there's outward bleeding, there's outward wounds, that is easily seen to the naked eye. But Jesus Christ didn't just take stripes for physical injuries, for bodily suffering. I thank God that Jesus did. Let me tell you, if you're suffering in your body today, if you're sick, Jesus is not rocked. He is not shaken off of his throne by your sickness, by your ailments, because the Bible says with his stripes, you are already healed. So in other words, he has already taken stripes for your healing. I wanted to bring this letter. I forgot it as I walked in here today to show you. I wanted to show you. But a lady wrote me yesterday, and I got this letter, and I was so excited to receive it. I wanted to show it to you. But she said, "Praise God, my test results came back, and there is no vestige of cancer in my body. Jesus Christ healed her body of cancer." And I just want to tell you today that Jesus Christ, right now, can I just pray before we go any further, in the name of Jesus Christ, I loose healing into your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. If you're sick right now, just go ahead and lay your hands on your body. And I just speak healing. I decree a thing. I declare a thing over your body, that this weapon of sickness cannot prosper. And with the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. I just want to extract this. It says that he was bruised for our iniquity. So a bruise is something that happens. It's an outward blow that affects the inside that can't really be seen. You know, last year, I had a series of medical procedures done on my leg. I ran. I was a runner for many years. I ran, and I destroyed a lot of the veins in my legs. And so I went for some procedures. And about 3 weeks ago, I was stepping over something in the bathroom, and I slipped. And man, I hit my shin on something sharp in my bathroom, and I thought sure I went limping into my husband, and I said, "I'm so concerned because I just fell on that place that the doctor has been working on." I called the doctor. I went back to the doctor. I had a sonogram, but in the meantime, so there was no permanent damage there to what the doctor had repaired, but my leg, it got blue and it got all red under the skin. So there was no wound that was visible. There was no open wound. But under the skin, you could see broken vessels. And that thing, it turned red, it turned purple, then it turned blue, then it turned green for a really long time. Why? Because there was inward bleeding from an outward blow. And it made me think, so often people walk around and they put a smile on their face and they dress in their nice clothes and come to church or go to a gathering. And to the outward person, there's no open wound, but on the inside, there's inward bleeding. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ, he took inward blows. He took outward blows for our inward hurts. He thought of everything on the cross, and he made provision for everything that we could suffer. You know, recently I was reading a book by Brother Ian Bounds, and he was telling about a man that went to a psychiatrist, and he was sitting there in front of the psychiatrist's desk, and he was just crying. And he said, "I'm so sad. I'm sad all the time." And he said, "I'm tired of living. I don't want to live anymore." And the doctor said, "You know what? I have the perfect prescription for you. There is a circus that is in town. And in this circus, they have a show, and it's a clown, and they call him the funniest man in the world." And he said, "I just want to write you a prescription that you need to go see the funniest man in the world, and he'll make you laugh, he'll lift your spirits, and you'll leave out of there happy. That is my prescription for you." The man sitting across the desk from him weeping, he said, "But doctor, you don't understand. I am that clown. I am the funniest man on the earth." But he was sad all the time. And I want you to know today that Jesus Christ took outward blows for our inward suffering, for our inward hearts, whatever it is today. The Bible says that we put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness is sadness and sorrow. And it says, surely He has borne our griefs. He is a man of sorrow. What does it mean that He bore our griefs? He took sufferings for us, but He didn't just take it on Himself. He nailed it to a tree for you, that you could have joy unspeakable that is full of glory. I want to just show you what this word iniquity means. So the Bible says there that He was wounded for our transgression, and that transgression is our sin. And many times we understand that the blood of Jesus washes away our sin. As a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to talk to the homeless people last night about the blood of Jesus washing away our sin, and they gladly received it. And so many received salvation last night from sin. So He was wounded for our sin. But the Bible says also that He was bruised for our iniquity. And this iniquity word is different from transgression, from sin. And this word is the Hebrew word hatath, H-A-T-T-A-T-H, hatath. And it means consequences are burden of sin. It's the mark of sin on the soul, on the very character, our inner being. It is inward brokenness. Can I just tell you today that humanity is broken? It's the law of sin in the earth. But there is a higher law, the law of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And all your inward suffering and depression and sorrow and sadness and grief and inordinate torment that the enemy wants to burden your mind with, Jesus Christ took that, the inward mark of sin that marks our soul, that burdens down and also even our very character, our bent, our natural bent. Jesus Christ was bruised for our iniquities. He took outward blows for our inner suffering. Doesn't that give you peace today? Doesn't that just give you the peace of God on the inside, that Jesus Christ carries our inward sufferings? Watch this. David said this in Psalm 51. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. There's that word. And in my sin, my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. Jesus Christ suffered for our inward parts, and in the hidden part, you make me know wisdom. So Isaiah wasn't just saying he suffered bad things for what we did. He's saying he dealt with every layer of our situation, our choices, our nature, our guilt, our consequences. So the result isn't just partial, but it's deep, all the way down into our inward man, into the inward part. It's full restoration that Jesus Christ gave. All of us have brokenness, but I want you to know that Jesus Christ dealt with every part. Recently, I heard a story about Black Hawk Down, where in the Battle of Mogadishu, we sent American troops in for a reconnaissance mission. And so I went back and I did some research on it, and the best that I could. But also, there was a little clip from the movie Black Hawk Down that I saw. And so they're trying to take out the wounded, and they're trying to do this reconnaissance mission. And so they get the wounded to this huge truck, and they're dragging their wounded, and the bullets are flying, and the missiles missiles are and bombs are going off, and it's a horrible, horrible situation. And so the captain speaks to one of his soldiers and said, "Son, get in the truck and drive us out of here. Get us out of this road." The young soldier said this to his captain. He said, "I can't drive." He said, "I'm wounded. I'm wounded. I can't drive the truck." And his captain said, "Son, we're all wounded. Get in the truck and drive us out of this road." So I just want to tell you today that everyone has wounds, but I want you to know that Jesus Christ died. He made provision for our complete restoration, not just for you and I, but for all of humanity. That son, that daughter that you're praying for, Jesus Christ made provision, and it's time for us to get on out. To get on out of our suffering and drive out of here and say, "Today I look to the cross of Jesus. I look to his bruises for my iniquity, and for his stripes we are healed." I hope that I've been an encouragement to you today. I love you with all of my heart, and I'll see you right here next time.